what do you do when you're in a rough situation and you're desperate to get a bankruptcy case filed, but you go to a bankruptcy attorney who tells you, hey, I'm not willing to file your case without the tax returns, and I'm not willing to do it. Yes, there are other law firms who will, but your case is going to end up getting dismissed. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. Now you're going to end up having two bankruptcies on your history instead of just one, because you're probably going to have to refile it. It is so much better to just suck it up, get the returns filed before we file this case. In the past, I've had a lot of people tell me, don't worry, Jeff, I'll get them filed. It's just as soon as you relieve this pressure from me. And they don't. They procrastinate. They don't do it. The case gets thrown out. It is a bad result.
Welcome to the Bankruptcy Podcast, a podcast about untangling the complex world of bankruptcy in Georgia. Each week, we deliver the best insights and practical advice on how to navigate the legal waters of bankruptcy with expert guidance and real-life stories. Now, here's your host, Jeff Kelly.
Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in this video, I want to talk to you about getting your tax returns filed. We oftentimes run into clients who haven't filed in the last 3 years. By the way, this is a terrible idea. Always, always, always file your return. Even if you owe money, go ahead and file it. You know, if you can't pay whatever it is you owe the IRS, file the return anyway. When you don't, all you're doing is burning up cash, because you're going to have to pay interest. You're going to have to pay late fees. A lot of things you can avoid if you file your returns on time. But what do you do when you're in a rough situation and you're desperate to get a bankruptcy case filed, but you go to a bankruptcy attorney who tells you, hey, I'm not willing to file your case without the tax returns, and I'm not willing to do it. Yes, there are other law firms who will, but your case is going to end up getting dismissed. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. And now you're going to end up having two bankruptcies on your history instead of just one, because you're probably going to have to refile it. It is so much better to just suck it up, get the returns filed before we file this case. In the past, I've had a lot of people tell me, don't worry, Jeff, I'll get them filed. It's just as soon as you relieve this pressure from me. And they don't. They procrastinate. They don't do it. The case gets thrown out. It is a bad result. So personally, I'm not doing it. Get the returns filed. If you got somebody you use, like an H&R Block or somebody like that, great. Let's move. Let's move quick. Get it done. What do you do when you just can't afford it? If you cannot afford to get your returns filed, you need to go to the IRS website and figure it out. So let me do a screen share with you here. Number one, you can actually file your taxes online for the current tax year for free. If you go to this website, irs.gov/filing, free to file your federal taxes for free. So here is a shot of it. And yeah, if you owe for past years, they're not going to let you do that kind of stuff online. You're going to have to get special forms, or you're going to have to mail it in. Now, to satisfy the trustee in your case, they want a signed copy of it. You know, if it's been mailed to the IRS, that's good enough. We may have to wait a few weeks for them to process it, but go ahead and do it. Get us copies. I'll file your case if you get me signed copies. That's all you got to do. But let me show you another website here. All right, so let's jump over to another IRS website here. I'm going to show you how easy it is to use. Now, for most people, bear in mind, I am not a tax expert. I'm a bankruptcy expert. But I can tell you that most people with, you know, a simple W-2, they're going to use a 1040. And these forms are so easy to access on the IRS. You know, as a general rule, I'm not a big fan of the IRS, but man, they've got a great website. And you can see when you click on here, that website is, in case you need a link, it's irs.gov/forms-PUBS. And if you need the prior year, then it's going to be prior-year. So you can get the 2023, you can get the 2022. You know, if you look at this website, over on the right side of the screen, you can also get 2021. So hypothetically, Let's say you have somebody who really does need to get their tax return filed because they've got to stop a car repossession. Go to the IRS website, print these forms out, fill them out as best you can, sign them, and mail a copy to the IRS and get me copies of it. That's it. You could do this in like a day if you have a simple W-2 form. These forms are not rocket science.
Like what you hear so far. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you're intrigued by the world of bankruptcy and want a comprehensive guide to help you get out of debt, head on over to kellycanhelp.com/welcome and subscribe to our email list to have a guide to bankruptcy in Georgia. Helping people get out of debt delivered right to your inbox. Now back to the show.
So, you know what? Let me jump on here and actually go to a form. Let's go to a 2022 one. And, you know, it's got clear instructions, table of contents. I mean, the whole nine yards. What you can do is got helpful hints. But when you go and you look at the actual form, again, this is just like a couple of pages. All right, scrolling down. Okay, here we go. Let's see. No, that's a worksheet. There's your standard deduction worksheet. The actual form itself, it's only like two pages. So I'm going to scroll down until I get there. Here we go. Nope, I keep thinking I got it. That's not it. Scroll down. Yeah, I mean, they got a ton of information here. It's got your rights as a taxpayer. It's got an index at the very end. A lot of great information. Okay, that must have been the instruction part. Let me go back here. Okay, here we go. Here's the actual form. I clicked on the instructions, which were a lot. But look at how easy this is. Let's do a screenshot of the 2021-1040 that you can download easily from the IRS. Look at that. You type in your name, your first, your middle, your last, your home address. What are you claiming on your standard deductions? You're going to take that information from your W-2. You could literally print this form out and fill it out and sign it. And that's all we need. Really, these two pages right here in this video for 2021, 2022, 2023. And that would have you caught up. So get those tax returns filed. Best thing to do is to never fall behind. I get it. Life happens. But you got to get those returns filed before you file a Chapter 13 case, because if you don't, you're going to end up screwing around and it's going to get dismissed anyway after the 341 hearing. Just get it done beforehand. Try to use a professional if you've got the money and you can afford it. If you can't, go to the IRS website, download this stuff for free, print out the forms, fill them out, sign them, mail them to the IRS. If it's got your signature on it and you get us copies, that's all we need. We need your tax returns filed for every single year that you can. If you've got any questions, give us a shout. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Bankruptcy Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, kellybankruptcy.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you liked this show, you might want to check out our guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, Helping People Get Out of Debt, available at kellycanhelp.com/welcome. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.